This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettig along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Atlanta, the SEC Media Days, and Brian Kelly right off the bat, we have on with us Glenn West. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. It's giving me a little break from using my fingers all day.
I hear you, Glenn. It was sort of a long filibuster Brian Kelly this morning, when he got off the bat, took a few questions. But I think bottom line is a lot of expectations. I think a lot of them he has put on this team, saying this is the best football team he's ever had at LSU. And he was asked the obvious about the biggest concern, and that would be across their offensive line. He didn't seem to be as overly concerned about it as people like myself and others are. But I think, Glenn, what you see here is a very confident coach putting a lot into that first game of the season, and especially when he says, you know, they got those tiger paws put on stuff all over the locker room. That may be a little bit of a motivation for the other Tigers, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, I think when you break this team down and when you really look at it just from – all the talent they brought in this offseason, this is their best chance since Brian Kelly has arrived to really make a deep run. And I think there's just a lot of confidence right now coming out of the program that they have the pieces in place to go on the road and win those types of games that like you'll face week one at Clemson. I think to your point about the offensive line, that's going to be the major question mark until we get a chance to see this group against some other talent. And you're really not going to face a much better defensive line than the one you're going to face week one at Clemson. So we'll learn a lot about that unit and about that offense in that first game. But I really, the more and more I kind of look at it and just kind of, maybe read between the lines of what Brian Kelly is saying, the defense is what's going to have to win them that game. Like, I think that they're going to have to really show out defensively with all their new pieces and really put a lot of pressure on Klubnik and that Clemson offense to really kind of give themselves a chance in that one. And if you kind of listen to what he's been saying, you know, throughout the entirety of the offseason, in order to win road games like that, you got to carry a good defense with you. And I think a huge emphasis this offseason has been about getting the personnel around Blake Baker to really make this a defense that's, you know, worthy of competing at the highest level. And that's certainly going to have to show itself in that week one game.
I think one of the things, Glenn, that has become obvious, it was obvious last year. Now, the defense was improved from a year ago, but could it be really any worse? But they had difficulties with mobile quarterbacks on the move, either making a throw or running the football. That has got to be something that has stuck in Blake Baker's head, that they cannot let these guys run around to either gain yardage or to buy time to throw the football. And I think with Klubnik, here you got a guy that can throw the football well, but if you watch him, his movement skills into and out of the pocket are very good.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you look at just the defensive pieces that LSU has brought in, and you think about kind of the return of Harold Perkins, what he could potentially do on the outside in terms of slowing down the run with his speed and athleticism. But really, I look at guys like Jack Pyburn, I look at Jamari Butler, Patrick Payton, even Gabriel Relaford, who's a second-year player now, who's really kind of come along on that defensive end spot. Those edge rushers and those pass rushers are going to have to do a really, really good job of not letting quarterbacks get to the outside. And I think Pyburn in particular is somebody that is going to be really, really crucial in that aspect of slowing down mobile quarterbacks. Of course, Whit Weeks is going to have to develop and improve in that area. Devon Keys, Wes Weeks, those guys are going to have to really set the tone in the middle of the field and not let those big runs, you know, break free into the back half of the defense. But Pyburn and those guys on the edge setting the tone and setting the line of scrimmage and not letting it get too out of control with those mobile quarterbacks like Klubnik, who has some deceptive speed, I guess, is a good way we can use a good term to use for him. They're going to have to be extremely important in that first game, and certainly when you talk about some of the other mobile quarterbacks they're playing, whether it's Lenore Sellers, DJ Lagway can move quite a bit, Marcel Reed can as well. They've played all these guys once before, and they're going to have to show that they can do it at a much more efficient rate here in 2025.
He has not let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, now about Harold Perkins. Yeah. I mean, that part, he has really kept close to the vest, so has Blake Baker, about exactly how they're going to use him. And we all saw in year one, his impact was coming off the edge, being able to get pressure. Now, A&M kind of figured out, let's run the football at him. And A-Chan, he's still running. They're still trying to tackle him. But again, you got to put him in a position where he can affect the quarterback, either by making a tackle for a loss, a sack, or rushing him to make that throw. And I think that's what LSU fans want to see out of Harold Perkins.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see Harold Perkins off the field on many third downs this season. I think he's going to be, ears pinned back and going after the quarterback on, I would probably guess, 80 to 85% of third down plays. I think that they're really going to try to use him in a different way this year. I know we've been saying that now for 2 years, and it's been kind of the same results. And unfortunately, his season ended last year a bit prematurely as they were starting to maybe figure out what his best spot was. But it's been an important summer. Him and Whit Weeks are both back. They're 100%. They're going through player run practices. They're expected to be full go when the pads come on here in a couple weeks for fall camp. And how they utilize Perkins is going to be, I think, one of the big question marks for this defense the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. I think that they have a lot of ways in which they can use him, but how much they use him, I think, is going to be the big question for me. And certainly it's going to be very impactful in terms of how this defense has success on the ground and getting pressure on the quarterback.
Glenn, I think we've talked with you throughout the offseason about LSU's tight end room and how they're expected to use two tight end sets a lot this upcoming season. Like Coach Kelly talked today about, Tre'Davious Green and the jump that he's made ahead of his sophomore year and becoming a true every down tight end and not just kind of a weapon in the red zone. He can do that as well with his size, but getting the dirty work involved in playing tight end as well, involved in his game. And then Bower Sharp, who was one of the standouts back from the spring ball, the transfer from Oklahoma that has left a very strong impact early on ahead of the season. And then also he talked about, maybe the pleasant surprise of someone like Donovan Green, the transfer from Texas A&M, who suffered a major injury with the Aggies. And just this tight end room, it seems like those three pieces are going to factor in a lot with LSU's offense this upcoming season. And it seems like a very strong group.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Charlie. And I think Tre'Davious is the kind of guy that maybe, you can start him at tight end. You play him a lot of the snaps at tight end, but I think he's got the athletic ability to split out wide and maybe be a big long receiver for LSU at some points as well. Like there's just a lot of ways in which I think LSU can best utilize who I believe to be their best athlete, you know, offensively, which is Tre'Davious Green. I mean, he's just got so many matchup nightmare problems for opposing defenses with his size and his athletic ability that I think you can find, you know, weaknesses in the defense and exploit them with him. So, the other part about this too is that they just don't have a ton of those long, big-bodied receivers. You know, they have Nick Anderson, who's, you know, we learned today was in a little bit of a car crash on Friday, and he was already somebody that was maybe a little bit nicked up throughout the majority of the offseason, and still trying to kind of get his way back from a season-ending injury last year. I think that they really are going to, they're not going to, you know, dismiss Nick Anderson, of course, but I think that they're going to lean into Tre'Davious and be somebody and have him be somebody that can be, you know, a real legit threat for them in a multitude of ways with his size and athletic ability. So I'm very interested to see what that looks like. And then certainly Bauer Sharp is a guy that I think showed pretty, you know, organic chemistry with Nussmeier back in the spring, and that should only improve this year. He'll be one of the leaders of this offense and kind of vocal leaders of the team. So, yeah, that tight end room is going to be very interesting to watch just in terms of how they utilize those guys and how many they can fit on the field at the same time.
Clint, I think one of the things is and getting from people at SEC.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Media Day looks as though, again, Georgia and Texas are the 1-2 teams everyone's talking about. Now, with Georgia, you got Gunnar Stockton at quarterback, and that's some unknown there with him. And there's really some unknown at Texas because we've seen very little of Arch Manning in that role going up against top teams in the SEC. So I think it looks as though everybody's kind of trying to figure out who's three. Is it LSU? Is it Alabama? Does Florida make a run? Ole Miss's schedule is favorable, but you got a young quarterback who hasn't seen a lot of playing time. And boy, did you lose a lot across that defensive line. To replenish that is asking a lot.
Yeah, and I throw South Carolina in that mix too. I think that they could be a really underrated team that kind of maybe exceeds expectations this year. They were, you know, a quarter away from being a 10-2 team, and that quarter came against LSU where, you know, the Tigers got a couple lucky breaks and made the most of them to win that game. But if they hadn't won that game, you could have been talking about South Carolina as a playoff team this time a year ago. So that's a group that I think is going to have a lot of experienced returners coming back to their program. I would probably put LSU in the top of that next tier behind Texas and Georgia. I think those are kind of the two clear-cut, you know, favorites to win the SEC this year. But I would put LSU right there behind them. I'd put Bama in that mix. South Carolina, as you mentioned, in that mix as well. Ole Miss, I'm very curious to see what they look like. I mean, they obviously have a quarterback competition that's going on right now. You know, I think you look at Florida and what they have with DJ Lagway, they've got a lot of potential there with Billy Napier now entering his fourth year in the program as well. So those are kind of the, you know, the main six, seven teams there that I think you know, are going to be really interesting to watch. Tennessee as well. I mean, you know, they just lost Nico in the spring session. What does their quarterback situation look like going into the fall? There's going to be a lot of questions that, you know, are going to have to come up and be answered here in the early weeks of the SEC. And I think that's just going to leave a real free-for-all early in the season. And who gets out to the hottest start is going to obviously be in that driver's seat to win the entire conference.
Glenn, I'll let you go, but I had a neighbor of mine text me. He was listening to Brian Kelly. He's like, boy, does that first game put a lot of pressure? Not so much on Dabo, but man on Brian, because of the fact this team has stumbled out of the blocks under Brian Kelly, and they haven't won an opener, what, since 2019 when they won the national championship under Coach O?
Yeah. They are putting all their focus and planning into this first game here, and honestly, it's not a bad approach to have, considering the way the previous five have gone. You just got to get past that first one, and it's going to be really tough. But you know, this is the group that they believe can get it done.
Thanks so much, Glenn. Man, we appreciate it. Do a great job, and at least I don't know if you staying for the entire SEC media deal, or are you coming back?
I'll be back tomorrow, so I'll be back.
All right,
and quick turnaround for sure. But yeah, it was fun being out here for the day.
I got you. Thanks so much, Glenn. We appreciate your time. Always great insights, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks,
Glenn. All righty. Glenn West from Go247.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.